You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley.
Is your life sling ready for use? Are you sure? If you're like most of us, your life sling sits on your boat year after year. You know it's there, but have you really looked at it? When we bought Catal, our first cruising boat, we decided to do a practice retrieval in a sheltered anchorage. We left the boat anchored. We just wanted to figure out the best way to get someone aboard once we got it, the life sling, to them. The first thing we discovered was that the life sling had never been tied to the boat, so when we threw it overboard, it was just there, floating, by itself. Oops! Glad it wasn't a real emergency. That should have taught us to thoroughly double-check the safety gear when we bought Barefoot Gal. We did check to make sure that the life sling was tied on, and it was. But we didn't make sure it was ready to deploy if there was an emergency. After we'd had the boat for a year, when we put the boat into storage for the summer, I realized that the throwable was in pretty sad shape, and for some reason, that made me pull the life sling out of its cover. I found a rat's nest of knotted line in it. It took me over 30 minutes to untangle it. That would have been horrible in an emergency. I couldn't have gotten it more than 3 feet from the boat. So now I had to repack it properly so someone could grab the life sling out and toss it in the water and have the line play out behind the boat so it could be dragged around the man overboard for them to grab. It's not hard, but it is critical to pack it correctly. The owner's manual states it best. The life sling is like a parachute. It only works if you pack it correctly. Okay, you'll have to look online or in your manual to exactly find out how to pack it. But do make sure that you've checked it and that it is correct. When you get done, it's easiest if you're at a boatyard or dock, but you need to check it. If you're at a dock, open the case and grab the life sling out. Toss the life sling onto the dock. Then get on the dock yourself. Pick up the life sling and walk away from the boat, just as though it was playing out behind it. Can you extend the line the full distance, which is 125 feet? Did the line stop extending at that point? If you can answer yes to both of these questions, which tests that it will play out and also that it is secured to the boat, repack it just like you did again. If it doesn't play out correctly, figure out what the problem is, repack it or resecure it, and test it again. And the next time you're in a nice, warm, swimmable anchorage, have one person jump in the water with the life sling. Leave the boat at anchor. Don't worry yet about the whole issue of getting the life sling to him. See what it takes to get the swimmer back on deck. Figure out the best ways of hoisting someone, and make sure that everyone who is regularly on the boat takes a turn as both the victim and as the rescuer. I am not nearly as strong as Dave, and we had to devise a different way for me to winch him aboard our Tayana 37, which has a fairly high freeboard. Someday, your life or the life of someone you love may depend on the life sling working properly. Are you willing to bet your life on yours? Until next time, then.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.